ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरम् लोक शंकरम् शंकरम् शंकराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्र भाष्य कृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम वांग मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्मयेधि वेदस्य महानी स्थः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संददामि श्रुतं पदिष्यामि सत्यं पदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्भक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु भक्तारमवतु भक्तारम् ओम शांति 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 When the first chapter ended, introducing the Jivaha as the manifestation of the Atma, not as the creation, thereby negated the experiencer status and the jagat and the and even Ishvara in one Atma, the Chaitanyam. Then there the Upanishad introduced three abodes of the Jivaha. Three avasathaha, trayaha avasathaha. And the mention of the three avasathaha is in fact a hinting of the samsaraha, which is discussed in the second chapter. And what is the first avasataha, abode of the jivaha? The sperm of the father is the first avasataha. Then that first, this sperm being transferred into the woman is the first birth. Woman's womb is, the mother's womb is the second avasataha. So first, which is the first birth, prathamam janma, and which is the abode, you should remember. So transferring, getting transferred from the abode number one, the father's body, into the mother's body, the second abode is the first birth. Thereafter, from the mother, getting transferred into one's own body is the second birth, dvitiyam janma. So getting transferred from the second abode, the mother's body, mother's womb, into one's own body, the third abode, trayatitiyaha avasataha, is the second birth. So which is the avasataha, which is the birth? We have to remember. So we have seen already what is the first birth, what is the second birth, and what those three abodes are. We have seen that. Now we have to see, continue with that. We also saw later on how this baby, the child, is protected, well cared, looked after by both mother and the father. And through all samskaras, it also has been hinted briefly. Now we have to read the next portion. Saha Asya Ayam Atma Punyebhyah Karmabhyah Pratidhiyate. Okay. The Jivaha, the manifestation of the Atma, the Chaitanyam, obtaining in every being, first is in the form of a sperm in father's body. Retas Reto Rupena Bija Rupena Pitru Dehe Pituhu Dehe Vasaha. First, where does it reside? In the body of the father. Then Garbha Rupena, then in the form of fetus, Matru Dehe Vasaha. Then life is in the mother's womb. Thereafter, getting when in the mother's womb, becoming full-fledged, having the complete growth, being transferred from, getting transferred from mother's womb to one's own body, Swadehe Vasaha, isn't it? Thereafter. And that, the transference from mother's womb to one's own body is called second birth. Okay. After the second birth, after coming to one's own body, the third avasataha, is this third abode, third avasataha, which is one's own body, an end of the jiva, is the final abode. It is final abode, then we cannot talk about the migration. It is not the final abode. One's own body, the third abode, is not the final body. It's not an end. It migrates from Pitru Deha to Matru Deha. Matru Deha to Swadeha. From Swadeha to, Upanishad is going to say, it's going to go to again father's body. From Swadeha, from one's own body. So one's own body, the third abode, is not the final abode, not the final destination. Again it will go. When does this jiva, from the third abode, its own body, goes back to another father's body in the form of a sperm again? Therefore, a third entry into father's body again is called Tritiyam Janma. It's called third janma. So you can't say going to third abode. First to second is first janma, isn't it? Second to third is second janma. So third to fourth is third janma, shouldn't say. Third to again first is called what? Third janma. One goes to first again, suppose the jiva from swadeha, from one's own body, again goes to the father's body, it's a third janma. When it goes to father's janma, again what will happen? Again, second, third, again, first, second, third, again, third, first, like that, it will continue. So this transmigration, migration from mother's, so one's own body to father's body, father's body to mother's womb to again one's own body, again one's own body to father's womb, father's body. This is continuous migration of the jiva from one avasataha to another avasataha. Migration within these three avasathas is beginningless, endless, continuous. That is called what now? Samsaraha, samsrutihi, samsaranam. Jiva, poor jiva, unfortunately has no choice. There is no choice for the jiva. No, I don't want to go get into mother's womb. Let me stay always in dad's body. No choice. Having come out of the mother's womb again, having got one's own body, no, I will let me be here always. Let me not wait to again go back to dad's body. No choice. That is why you say choiceless. There's no choice. No, this is what you feel very helpless. Jiva is utterly helpless. Jiva has no choice. This choicelessness, utter helplessness is called bandha, bondage. Choicelessly you are migrating from, the jiva migrates from one avasatha to another avasatha, which we have to really understand. How long will this journey be there? How long? It will be endlessly there as long as ajnanam will be there. Ignorance will be there. Ignorance of the self will be there. Ignorance of the truth will be, as long as the ajnanam is there, atma ajnanam will be there, as long as Brahma ajnanam will be there, so long will this journey be, this transmigration will be continuously happening. That's why it's called what? Samsaraha is likened to sagaraha, ocean. Now, this transmigratory life. So here, now here the Upanishad now says, dasacha jivaha, having gone from father's body to the mother's body, having the first birth, from the second abode of mother's womb, in the fetus, having transferred into one's own body, having a second birth also, then this jivaha is what now, jivaha is in the form of a baby, a child. And this baby, later on this child, grows. Now, how does this jiva grow? We understand, being pampered, petted, looked after, well taken care of, this baby grows, is growing and becomes a grown-up adult. When this child, this jivaha, is in the form of an adult, a grown-up person, what happens? That is going to be said here. Suddenly, quickly, we have to supply, lots of things we have to supply, we have to come to the lesson. Now we are understanding what happens to the jivaha who is enjoying his own body, mind, sense complex, and who is capable of relating to his mom and dad as mom and dad, relating to the world around, the people around, things around, who is capable of enjoying everything around. And hacha jivaha, what happens? You know, this person must have started his studies. Which age? At the age of 7. This jivaha in this young child's body at the age of 7 must have gone through the samskaraha called upanayanam. Upanayana samskaraha.
The Rupanaya Samskaraha, some ritual, it is a sacrament performed for preparing the child to enter into the school called Gurukulam. You know, the Gurukulam, Gurukula Vasaha, where the child can stay and study, do his studies. Staying with the teacher, the student can study. And the preparation is called what? This initiation into the study of the Shastram is what? Shastra Adhyayana Pravesha, for which the Upanayana Samskara is done for the child. And after Upanayanam, the child again studies for 7 years in the Gurukulam. After studying for 7 years, his own Shaka of the Veda, then the child comes out and also spends number of years for studying the Dharma Shastram. Dharma Shastram, all about how to live one's life, what is Dharma, all Dharma Shastram the child studies. Later on, the child also spends time to study his own Kula Dharma. Kula Dharma means a family, suppose, because that is the Vedic society, that was the thing, which means if the father was an Ayurveda, a Vaidyaha, then son also would become a Vaidyaha. So his son also become Vaidyaha. So which means in the family they have profound, thorough knowledge of that, but given discipline, because this experience is there and profound knowledge is there. The genes also, genetically also, they'll be highly rich in that knowledge. They'll have very profound knowledge. No? Even the people who work in the houses, they will know so much about it. Which means that is the tradition. The father was a Vaidyaha, the son also becomes a Vaidyaha. Suppose the father was an Adaswara Vidwan, son also becomes an Adaswara Vidwan. He knows how to play Nadaswara. He was a violinist, then Han would have become a violinist. Maybe he must be playing other musical instruments also. Or if father, Pahamaji says, if father was a Pumbu Matukaran, then Han also would be Pumbu Matukaran. Which means whatever the father was, the son continues to be in the same profession, so that they have profound, in-depth, thorough knowledge. And always the son has to look up to father for his knowledge. So he has great reverence for the father, because he always needs support and help. And father is always knowledgeable, more informed than the son, who he has to respect. Choicelessly, he will be very respectful also. And of course, also he will be respectful, I'm saying. Which means this is how she also learned what's called Kula Dharma, isn't it? Kulda means that whatever has been the discipline which has been in the family, that this son also becomes proficient, efficient and talented, skilled person. Isn't it? That's how he learns everything. Now then this jivaha, or this individual being now, becomes highly informed in one's own family dharma, highly informed in the dharma shastra, informed in the Veda, he also understands the life, and such a person later on becomes a grown up, mature adult. Then what happens? The father, this person becomes not only physically and also knowledge wise and religiously, spiritually, in every respect, this person really reflects the father, means he becomes the image of the father. You know, another person. Oh, my son. The father should feel very proud of his son. That's how the son becomes. So, then he says no. When he becomes old, look at this now. Saha. That jivaha, that adult individual is discussed here. So, what all I said, the story like, those things are not here. Understood. Okay, we have to supply all those things. Saha.
I am Atma.
That jivaha is what now? I am Atma. Asaha I am. That individual, that jiva who was very young and now has become grown up. Now this grown up person who was the jiva, was born as a child, baby, now having grown, now enjoying mother parental love and care and warmth, enjoying having been educated well, now I am Atma, this person. Now this adult, grown up adult is who? That baby, isn't it? Adult, I am, saha I am, asya atma, asya what now? Pituhu. He is this father's atma. The son is none other than himself. The father looks at the son as his own self, his own image. Why? Because there is no difference between father is the cause, son is the effect. Therefore, karyam is non-different from the karanam. Therefore, this son who is in front of me as a mature, educated adult who is there here is myself. Asya pituhu atma ayam jivaha. Image means my own image. I am atma, means pituhu atma, means he is the very image of this father. Who? I am jivaha. Kaha jivaha? Yaha purum. Now, bala rupena, sishu rupena, bala rupena, no, sishu rupena asit, saha, that person who was before growing up, enjoying being fondled by the parents, now is here, this father's own image, this is this grown up son. I am asya pituhu, I am jivaha atma. Then, What does he do, this atma? Pratidhiyate means, dhiyate means placed. In fact, dadhatina dhiyate is placed. But pratidhiyate, given the place. Given the place means what? Deputed. Deputed means what? Given the responsibility, given the duties. This grown-up person is given the responsibility, the duties are placed in the, where he is given the place of his father. He is given the place of his father, which means the father hands over all his duties, responsibilities to his grown-up son. Which means the son is given the place of the father. I am pituhu atma, I am jivaha, as a grown-up adult, pratidhiyate is given the place of the father. Which means he takes over the father's place. What does it mean? He takes over the responsibilities of the father. Understand? So he is given the responsibilities, he is deputed the place of his father to do his things. For what? For what? He says, Upanishad says, even the place of his father means punyebhyah karmabhyah. For performing all punya karmas. For all punya karmas. What are all the punya karmas the father was doing before? All the punya karma the father was doing before, now he is doing. Which means the father might have been a Vaidika, must have performed Vedic rituals. Now the son performs Vedic rituals. The father must have been highly charitable, must have built schools and colleges and chaultries and temples, and then must be doing lot of purta karma. The son also takes up those. Because before the father must have been giving dakshina to priests, now the son gives dakshina to priests. Before the father was involved in all the social activities for the social welfare, now son takes over. Which means whatever punya karmas, all those actions, all those endeavors the father was involved in, which were contributing for the accumulation of punya, now the son involves himself in the same karma, taking over the father's place. Therefore, I am jivaha, now what? Pituhu sthanam, what na pituhu sthane pratidhiyate. Now, pratidhiyate means what? He is appointed, he is deputed, he is given the responsibility. Which means, then what does the father do? Father, naturally as a grihastha, as a householder, as a karma yogi, must have been definitely a spiritually inclined, a spiritual person who was committed to moksha and jnanam, but still he would not have had adequate time, he would not have been totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Even though he had purusharth nischaya, even though he might have had purusharth nischaya, he might have been committed to the pursuit of knowledge, he might have been a spiritual person, he might have lived a life karma yoga, but still his commitment was not totally to the pursuit of knowledge. Which means, as a grihastha, he had his own obligatory, social obligatory duties and responsibilities, which means the total commitment was not to the spiritual pursuit, also for the, because dhanam, dharma, vaidikam karma, dakshina, livelihood, it means it implies what? Definitely money. So he must have been given to the material pursuits, the pursuit of arthakamas also. Therefore, now this person, from his commitment to this material pursuit in terms of arthakama pursuit, then he having handed over his duties to his son, and he takes to what now? The next, no, if he becomes totally committed to the spiritual pursuit, which means he goes to vanaprastha ashrama. So that vanaprastha ashrama itself means what? Either he leaves the house without causing any hurt, ill feeling, to the family. He leaves the family, stays away, and people also understand why he needs his time for himself. He goes out, he can leave his, he can really take his own, he can spare all his time for his spiritual pursuit in terms of puja, worship, prayer, upasanam, meditation, or shravanam, mananam, etc. He can go for his own spiritual pursuit, which means that it'll be possible for him to allot more time for his shravana, manana, etc. There is vanaprastha. Even if the person does not need to leave the house, vanaprastha ashramaha does not, even though literally it means leaving the family, going and living in aranyam, etc., but still one can live in one's own home also without leaving. But how does a person become a vanaprasthi, living in one's own family, one's own house, if you live like a guest? One has to learn to live like a guest in one's own house. A guest comes means whatever the host offers, eats. Even the guest doesn't like also what? The guest is very nice. No? Guest come, we don't need to worry about, don't need to go into the kitchen and interfere. Go, when they call you, eat, have your shower, live like a guest. Guest means, guest is different from host. Isn't it? In India, definitely guest is different from host. No guest goes in the kitchen and then goes, just eats and does and goes out and comes. And definitely no guest ever makes, even if some things are not good also, the guest will wait, biting his teeth. Let me count the days. How many can I leave from here because it's like a horrible food and horrible place. And then, my God, 5 more days. Ashvidya Gurukulam Kaimbetur will never come back. This is a Gurukulam, it's not a home, this is not different house, it's a Gurukulam. All of us are the same here. Whether you are, there's no guest and host here. We're all guests, we're all hosts. It is not a home like, isn't it? Anyway, so what I want to say here, the atithihi yatha grihe vasati tata yada. When a person lives, then only he is what? He is a vanaprasthi. Grihe vasati parantu vanaprasthi iva, vanavasi iva. It's not vanavasi, means don't think a tribal person here. I'm talking about, so this is the vanaprasthi. Okay, that there's a different thing. Why I'm saying all those things? Because I had to sell you in this context. This is what Aitreya Upanishad I decided to do. Okay, now
This is what the father does. The son does. Now he says, look at this. Atha. Asya. Ayam. Itaraha atma. Krita krityo. Vayo gataha. Praiti. Upanishad just says, the son is deputed. It means the son is given the responsibility of the father, takes over the place of the father, placed in father's position. Then what does the father do? No? That is said in the next word. Look at this, next sentence. I am itaraha atma. Upanishad presents, what is itaraha atma? This father's the other self. Father has two selves or what? Upanishad says, one self, son is one's first self. Son is one self of the father. Another self, one's own self is what? Other self. Understand? The father's image, the son who is like the father's own image, he is the atma. He is also an atma. My son is myself. Atma vai putra namasi. Who is this atma? Who is putra? My own putraha is a name given to myself. My another self. My son is my another self. It's also none other than me, myself. Atma putra nama. Why putra nama than pita nama? Only for the purpose of transaction, I call myself, what no, putra. I call myself pita. Otherwise, my son is myself. Atma vai putra nama si. Isn't it? Therefore, this is son, that is one self. And itaraha atma means what? What other self? Himself. This is very funny, isn't it? Look at this, how it really shows. That is why the griham is called griham, because grinnati iti griham. The bond with the children is not an easy joke, because you see your son as yourself. Not an easy thing, isn't it? Bond with children. Is such something amazing. Therefore, what does this father do? The father, itaraha atma means the father himself. The father of the other person, okay? The father himself. Krita krityaha bhavati. Krita krityaha. Krityam means duty. Krita krityaha means what? I can ask samasam, you have learned now. Michika's test I can do. Krita krityaha. Kritam krityam yena. Saha krita krityaha. Which means all his duties have been fulfilled by whom? No? The one who has fulfilled all his duties is what? Krita krityaha. The person of accomplishment in relative sense. See, the jnani is the real person of accomplishment, achievement. But here, the one who has done all his duties, one who has completed his responsibility, one who is free from responsibilities, one who has not shirked the duties and responsibilities, one who has fulfilled his duties. Okay? Such a person, one has a sense of fulfillment. Okay, I have done what all I need to do to my children. You can't worry about my son is not getting married and he is 45 now. You have done what you need to do, finished, that's all. Afterwards, you can't, whether he gets married or not, he settles down, that's a different job. You have given him, you gave him everything. Gave him, you tried to educate him, educated him. When he studied or not, that he is prarabdha. You gave him house, you gave him accommodation, you gave him love, you gave him warmth, you looked after him. Now he is grown up, individual, gave him buddhi, some of buddhi all is there. You teach him, you are available for him for counseling and any guidance. Finished. You can't worry about him throughout your life, isn't it? Therefore, once duties are over means what? You can say, I have done my duties. If you really feel you have done my duties, then you are krita krityaha.
this father becomes krita krityaha.
Itaraha atma means what? The father himself,
who has handed over his duties to his son, is now who he now krita krityaha. Vanaprasthi,
aranyavasi, okay, this person, vayogataha. Vayogataha means vayaha, gataha.
Mean one who has become old, which we don't like.
Oh my God, really, vayogataha. Vayas means age. Not the Tamil, it's not just Tamil, Sanskrit shabdaha.
Vayas means age, isn't it?
So, vayogataha, vayas becomes vayaha and then sandhi, okay? Vayogataha, one who has become old. You physically, what now? Even if we read such books as, what is the book? Timeless Mind, Ageless Body, something is, no? Something of all funny books. Anyway, the fact is, everyone has to, what now? Physically grow old. Whether we grow mentally or not, definitely nature takes care of our physical growth. So hair becomes white and skin becomes wrinkled and all is to vayogataha, the old, age-old father, he becomes old, becomes a person of fulfillment of his duties, and finally what happens? Praiti. Praiti means what? No? Parkarshena yeti. Suppose every day you go from home and come back in the evening, what does it mean? Eti. Eti agachati, eti agachati. Praiti means goes, does not come back. That means what? It's called prayanam. Praiti is a verb. Prayanam, yanam. No? Yanam, when you say, dental nakara is what? Vehicle. Yanam, gamanam, going. That's why vehicle is called yanam. Prayanam means journey, long. Isn't it? Prayanam. So here, praiti means he goes, departs from this physical body. Father goes, praiti. Then, saha, itaha, prayanneva, punaha jayate, tad, asya, tritiyam janma. Okay. Saha itaha prayanneva, as he is departing, prayanneva, as he is departing, this father, punaha jayate, this father who passed away, departed from the physical body, this jiva who departed from the physical body, what happens? Not that he is not going to come back. What is a punaha? Punaha is a very important word, okay? Again is born. Punaha jayate. Is born, where does he go? He goes to another father's. The father goes to other father's body. How? You can say the father goes to, if he has lot of punya, in keeping with his punyam. No? In conformity with the amount of punyam he has accumulated throughout his life. He might, no, he might go to any other loka, at least to Pitruloka, and from Pitruloka through Parjanyaha, comes to Oshadayaha, again from Oshadi, some herbs and plants, goes to again father, again from father to mother, again has his own body, again Avasata Trayam, isn't it? Again, two, three Avasatas, he will be like this, migrating, shuttling from one to another. That's what Shankara said, Bhajagovindam. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. I want to go next line. Iha samsare bahudustare, kripaya pare pahi murare. We don't really ask for that, pahi pahi, we don't say really. We simply sing. Really, do we really mean, hey Murare, Pahi? Do we really ask Bhagavan to protect us from samsara? No. Still we want, we never mean that. If you really mean that, one verse is enough. Okay, pahi, pahi, pahi. No, if you keep asking Bhagavan, means you are asking for protection from where? Samsara, isn't this? So here, which means jnanam, you are asking for jnanam indirectly. Which means the only thing, what can you do? Shravanam. Start with the Shravanam. Whether you like Aitreya Upanishad class or not, you have to do Shravanam. Okay. So Praiti Saha, here what he says, Upanishad talks about the father. And we have to supply here from Shankara Bhagavatpada's teaching or Anandagiri's Tika, what we need to supply, understand here. The same way, not only the father, the son also. No, son also becomes father, and son also hands over his duties and responsibilities to his son. Then what now? This father, this son also becomes old later on, and later on he also becomes Krita Krityaha, Vayogataha, and he also one day Praiti. He also departs from this body and departs again what now? He goes to another father's body. Again, Bija Rupaha Sanne Anyam Pitaram Yati. Again, he goes to another father. Other father, not other's father, another father. One more. So this is called what now? Migrating from one avasataha abode to another avasataha is called what? Transmigration, which is samsaraha. And this entry of the jiva from his own body into another father's body is called Tritiyam Janma. From third avasatha to entering into an avasataha, the first avasataha is called third birth. Tritiyam Janma. Don't ask for fourth Janma. Ita Chaturtham Janma, don't ask. Okay? Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya. Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya. This is what they'll do continuously, first, second, third, first, second, third, first, second, third. They'll be continuous. Okay, it's called, we say, Tritiyam Janma. Let us go to the next one. In fact, Sanskritam, we have so many words to mean son, daughter, etc. Atmajaha, Atmaja. Atmajaha means what? One born of oneself is Atmajaha, one's own self. Atmaja, na daughter. Similarly, Tanuhu, Tanuhu means what? We say body. That's why we say what now? Tanujaha, Tanayaha. In Tamil also we have Tanayan, Tamayan we say, isn't it? Tanayaha, Tanaya, Tanuja. All these words are because what now? There is no independently something coming into existence. Isn't it? Also, the words we need to understand. Okay. Now, this what happens to this jiva, this is how continuously this jiva is involved in the, you know, this life of transmigration. But how many janmas this jiva live like this? Anadi kala darabhya. Beginningless time, okay, you can't, from time immemorial also you can't say. What do you say? Anadi. Beginninglessly, endlessly, jiva goes through this life of transmigration, choicelessly, utterly, helplessly, is going through continuously. And then every janma, what again? Going through, doing karma. What is that cause then? Because of this ajnanam. Is ajnanam, ignorance of the truth, and ignorance of the self being the truth. Ignorance of the self is the cause of the samsara. Not knowing the cause of the samsara, not knowing the ignorance, one's own self, what ignorance is also,
the jiva helplessly goes through this and going through and always going through, and there will be, because of ajnanam, this in every janma you are born with ignorance, born ignorant, and because of ajnanam what happens? Naturally, ajnanam results in what? Adhyasaha. And adhyasa results in, adhyasa means no erroneous self-perception. Adhyasa results in what? Adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha means what? Naturally, you mistake all the limitations of the anatma, of the non-self, as the limitations of the self. Superimposition. And because of adhyaropa, what happens? Ahankaraha. What ahankaraha? Ahankaraha, the knowledge I am itself is fine, but anything you add to this, what? Erroneous notion you entertain about yourself is the again ahankara, and thereby what? Oh, the very desire. Asha. The desire itself, no, that I am a limited being, I am unhappy, I am small, I am insignificant, I am insecure, all these notions give rise to what? The asha, desire. The fundamental desire, as Pujya Swamiji puts it, I want to live long, happily. Isn't it? I want to be happy always, everywhere, with everybody. That fundamental desire. And that desire gives us to all other desires. And all other desires impel you to what? Karma. So, the Shankara Bhagavatpada reduces all these words into one word as what? Avidya, Kama, Karma. Once the desire is desire, ignorance is in desire. That is why Shastram, very beautiful in Shastram, never it is said, come on, give up all your desires. Because desires cannot be given up. Because desires have their root cause in ignorance. Being desirous is not wrong. It's a natural thing, isn't it? Therefore, desires, and desire results in ajnanam, so the karma, desire results in karma, and karma produces phalam. And the phalam, punyam or papam, it has to be exhausted. And for exhausting punya papa, you have to be born again. So ajnanam, how it takes you to punarjanma. This tritiyam janma, what is meant here, mentioned by Upanishad, as the tritiyam janma is actually what? Punarjanma. Rebirth. Punarjanma. Punaha, punaha, jayate. Punarjanma. Therefore, and such a jiva, how many janmas? Innumerable, countless janmas the jiva goes through, and somehow, because of some punyam, somewhere in some janma, the jiva must have done some punyam, that it has the possibility of stumbling upon some, you know, shastragya, or somewhere some hearing, some apatata jnanam the jiva can have. Apatata jnanam, somehow the jiva, it clicks. O Purushartha Nischayaha. What am I living this life for ultimately? If this is very clear, that being clear about what I am living this life for is what? Purushartha Nischayaha. Being clear about the ultimate end being Mokshaha is what now? Choiceless ultimate end being Moksha is Purushartha Nischeha. Once Jiva has the Purushartha Nischeha, then this Jiva, having Purushartha Nischeha, has the fortune of knowing, the knowledge being the only means to accomplish that end. And there again, this Jiva understands the value and the importance of, the Shastra Pramanam, the Shastra Pramanyam also, Shastram being the only means of knowledge also, the Jiva understands. Understanding happens thereby. With the knowledge of Shastra Pramanyam, then he understands Shastra Mahima, Guru Mahima, Jnana Mahima, everything that Jiva understands, and thereby, and also the value of Dharma, and then living this Dharma anushtanam, all these things somehow the jiva understands. Understanding, living the life as enjoined by the shastram also, finally becoming prepared for this knowledge and being taught by the teacher and going through shravanam manam nidhyasanam, when this also this jiva becomes wise, jiva has the knowledge of the truth. Jivaha jnani bhavati. Only then jivaha becomes free from this bondage. This beginningless, endless life, the cycle of transmigration, we need to know this fact, whether we like it or not. Today we are here, we ourselves know very well, we are here in this body, we also see others departing, we also see some new entries coming also, and we do not know why, how we have got this body, why we are born here in this form, in this, we do not know. That itself is a proof. Therefore, here what now? This jiva becomes wise, means only then the jivaha becomes free from bondage of samsaraha. It is only through jnanam the jiva can become free from bondage of samsara. Karma bandha nivritti jnana deva siddhyati. Then, and here, having this talked about the samsara, now Upanishad suddenly presents for us a rishihi, and that rishi's name is Vamadevaha. Vamadevaha is the name of the rishihi. The next mantra Upanishad is going to present the rishihi, talks about the rishihi. Don't think I am leaping, Upanishad is leaping. Quick, because 15-day camp, you see, that's why. So, Vamadeva Rishihi. And who is this Rishihi? The very word tells you what? Rishati Janati Iti Rishihi. Which means a jnani. Who has the vision of the truth. For him, all that is there is the truth, and the truth is one's own self. This jnani. Suppose as a wise person, this Rishihi, as a wise person, he turns back and sees, my God, how samsara was before. Now as a jivan muktaha, one can see, once you become free, you can see how in ajnanam, how your life was before. How in jnanam your life is now. Even any simple understanding, even after shravanam, people come and tell me all sorts of, how much I changed, and everybody says I changed and all that. Even small, coming into Gurukulam, going out of Gurukulam, after 3 years, people will say, my perspective has changed, and that changed, and this changed. Imagine a wise person, jivan muktaha, he turns back, means what? Not literally, physically turns back. He thinks of the ajnana jivanam, the life in ignorance, how it was and all. Now he says, look at this. Taduktam Rishina. This is as wise person. How does the wise person respond to the samsara? Isn't it? It says here. Taduktam Rishina.
Taduktam Rishina.
And here, this has been said by this Rishi. And who is the Rishi? Vamadevaha. How do I know? It is mentioned here. And here, Rishina Uktam. Kim Uktam? What has been said by the Rishi? And see, and this Rishi is a very different, unique person. Why? Because even when he was in his mother's womb, in the form of a fetus, okay? Garbe Yeva. This person becomes a muktaha. The Vamadevaha, this Vamadevaha jnani, Vamadevaha becomes a jivan muktaha when he was in mother's womb. Suddenly the question comes. We all know this very well. We need not study shastram. Shastram need not be the pramanam. We don't need to do Shravanam, waste years and years and years of time. Study Sanskritam, study Upanishad, study Bhagavad Gita, Shankara Bhasham, Anandagiri Tika, and that Tika, this Tika. We don't need Shravanam, we don't need Mananam, we don't need, it's too academic and too intellectual. We don't need, only need practice of meditation, we can attain Jnanam. Why? There's so many people who have never studied Shastram, they became wise people. Look at this, this Upanishad says what? This Vamadevaha, Rishi says, this Vamadevaha, this Vamadevaha where Garbe Eva, staying in the Garbham itself, he became Muktaha, Jivan Muktaha, attained Mokshaha. That is where Shankara jumps, runs and says quickly what? No, this Vamadevaha was a Yoga Brashtaha. Yoga Brashtaha means what? In his previous life, the whole life was totally dedicated to what? In his previous lives, which life? Don't ask me the time and all. Definitely there must have been the previous life. Isn't it? Now he was in second avasata. Before first avasata, before entering first avasata, he must have had another, his own body. That time, in other lives, he must have studied and he must have gone through Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasana, etc. He must have been already highly evolved, mature, wise person, knowledgeable person. And some pratibandha, some papam, itla papam must have been in some form of pratibandha, the obstacle. Therefore, he must have been deprived of attaining the moksha in that janma. So what a highly evolved person. Now his karma was what? He had to enter into father, again come out of the father and enter into mother's womb, and he has to remain there. And there what happened? He attained moksha. Jivan muktaha. With that ends. That is how so many people come and ask all about, we talk about Mahatmas, we have no right to talk about any Mahatma. It's too big and too great for us to talk about them. Whether it is Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Sharada Mata, or whether it is Ramana Maharshi, Entro Mahanubhavalu, so many Mahatmas, we don't even know the names of many Mahatmas. All of them, they might not have gone to school. We do not know when they went to school, how they studied, whether they studied or not, all those things. But whoever is born, highly evolved means, sometimes without the study also it is possible for them to have knowledge, which means they must have worked for that before. Without having worked for it, nobody can earn, enjoy anything. Okay, that is also made very clear here. Okay, I know why you put up your hand and ask me like this. That's why I want to tell you beforehand today. Before you put up your hand, I wanted to tell you the answer. I assumed your question, I answered before that. So this Swami, look at this. Garbhenu san anvesham Aveda.
Aveda.
Okay, here Aveda aham. Okay, stop there. It is read the whole mantra later on. Garbhenu san. Garbhenu san. Definitely, what remaining in the garbha itself, remaining in the form of a fetus in mother's womb itself. Garbhenu san aham veda, I knew. As a jivan muktaha speaks. Now, aham veda, I knew. What did I know? He says, that veda you have to take before, you said san afterwards, anu, san plus anu plus yesham, plus Aveda. You have to say Aveda. Please fit that sentence now. Please, all of you have to bear with me for this fitting of, okay, this word. Look at this. I mean, people who do not follow Sanskritam, don't get off bored. Please carefully listen. San plus Anu. Anu. Anu is a prefix. Plus Yesham. Yesham. Plus Aveda.
Aveda.
Aveda. Now what you have to do? Take that anu, the prefix, and join it with aveda. Anu plus aveda. Here say now, anvaveda. Anu plus aveda, anvaveda. Anvaveda means what? I came to know. Anvaveda, I came to know. It came to my understanding. It came to my knowledge. Anu aveda, anvaveda. Anu should go with aveda. Aham anvaveda. Now you can say, what is the sentence now? Aham, say?
Aham.
Anvaveda. Which means I came to know. Aham anvaveda. Now, the Yesham is an adjective for Devanam. Yesham Devanam. Yesham means these, of these, Ivargaludaya. Yesham Devanam in the Devargaludaya. Yesham Devanam. I came to know of these Devas. Of these Devas means what? Janimani. Janimani means what? Janmani. Creations. I came to know of the creations of all these Devas. And please understand, next word means what? I came to know of the creations of all these Devas. And here, the word Devas means, don't take it as just Devas, deities. Devas here means Karya Karana Sanghatas. Physical bodies and sense organs and organs, all the organs. Devas here means all the bodies and the organs and powers. All the powers, all the organs, all the bodies together we say what? Karya Karana Sanghataha. All of them are what now? Devaha here. So we have to take, in this context, the word Devaha, Devaha means don't search for some celestial being here. Devaha here means all physical bodies, the organs, the powers, all of them. For all these Devas, Janimani means creations, births. I came to know of all the births, creations of all these Karyakarna Sanghatas, creations, births of these bodies and sense organs and organ, all these organs and powers. So, Yesham Devanam Janimani Aham Anvaveda. What sentence now? Yesham Devanam Janimani Aham Anvaveda. Even people who do not know Sanskritam must have understood this simple sentence. Aham. Aham Yesham Devanam Janimani. Janimani again Supanishad Chandasa Prayoga. Janmani Anvaveda. I came to know of the creations, the births of all these physical forms and subtle powers. Sthula Sharirani, Sukshma Sharirani, all of them. I came to know of the birth of all of them. What now? Vishwa. So here the Vishwa means all. All. When do I, how? Remaining in the garbha itself as a Jivan Muktaha, which means without even, before even being born, without having body mentions complex, without having done Savanam Manam Nidhyasanam now, which means what? Already everything has been done. Now, I came to know of the births of all of them. And what does it mean? I came to know means, all of them are known to me. I know. I know the birth of the body. I came to know of the birth of the organs. I came to know of all the organs means I am the birthless Atma. I know, but
know all of them. They are all known to me. Therefore, I am different from all of them which are born. Anything which is born definitely goes. Jatasya hi mrityuhu dhruvaha. Mrityasya janma dhruvam. Anything born definitely dies. Anything dies, it is going to be born again. Gita verse, very simple kindergarten verse now, isn't it? Gita verse means kindergarten verse now. You can say that. Jatasya janma dhruvam. Sorry, jatasya maranam dhruvam. Now mrityasya janma dhruvam. Very simple, we know that. But what I am? So all these are born. I know the births of all of them, creations of all of them, which means I am not born, I am different from them. I know them, they are born, but I am not born, which means what? I am aham ajaha. I am not born. And I know them, I am different from them. I am different from them which are born. I am different from them which keep nasti jayate vardhate vivrinamate apakshiyate nashyati. And also what? I am the mriyate also. Whereas aham, I am different from all of them which comes and goes. I am atma. Which means, if ask me what I am, then no, na jayate mriyate va kadachit, na jayate mriyate va kadachit, nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. Ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Nahanyate sharire hanyamane nahanyate. The body is slain, destroyed, atma is not slain. That atma na jayate, na mriyate, never. Kadachite, I am bhutva, na abhavita. Indeed, never was it not there, never will it be. No, not there, which means that it's always there. The atma eva aham, I know, and all these things which come and go are what? I know all of them. I vishwa devanam yesham devanam vishwani, or no, vishwa yesham devanam janimani vishwa aham anvaveda. Got it? Aham anvaveda. Okay. Yes. Shatam ma puraha ayasihi. Shatam ma puraha ayasihi. Now, arakshan vishwa shatam. Yes. Arakshan adasyeno javasa niradiyam iti. Okay, now he says, but before what happens? Before jnanam, how I was. Later on I came to know I am always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, deathlessly. No, knowing the births and deaths of all these bodies, they come and go. But I am that, no? So, the Chaitanyam, he says here, but how was it, what happened before? Before this Jnana Praptihi, how was it, he says, Shatam Ma Puraha. See, Puraha means, no, Puraha literally, different meaning here. The Puraha here means the body. Every body is 9-gated city. You say this, now every body is what? The puhu. Now, actually this is the pur. Pur means repa anta shabdaha. Pur shabdaha. It's a strilinga shabdaha. Pur is repa anta strilinga shabdaha. And what is the puhu? Purav puraha. It's a purul word. Puraha means bodies. So many physical bodies. The puraha means a purul form of the word bodies. I'll tell you again, puraha means what? Physical bodies. And then shatam puraha means what? Shatam means 100. Only 100 bodies? No. 100 is a upalakshanam for innumerability, countless. My God. Innumerable, countless physical bodies. What now? What is now? Before they, what now? Mam arakshan.
Arakshan means raksh. See, actually rakshati means what? Protects. No, arakshat. But body's arakshan means what? Sheltered me. Which means they, what happened now? They captured me. They imprisoned me. Okay? I was imprisoned within the cage. What now? In the prison of physical bodies. All these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions, innumerable countless bodies were, what now? Really, they captured me. I was imprisoned in all those bodies. In every janma, one body was, I was imprisoned in the body. Arakshan means, why arakshan? They prevented me from enjoying my limitlessness, fullness, happiness, moksha, which is already there. You know, they prevented me. Arakshan, these bodies, the innumerable countless bodies in innumerable countless janmas, what now? Imprisoned me, prevented me from enjoying my fullness. I don't need to achieve anything. My own fullness, my own moksha, my own freedom, my limitlessness, my sarupam. I am happiness. My sarupam is happiness, anandaha. My own anandaha, I was prevented from, deprived of enjoying my own sukham, which is my sarupam. I was not allowed to take ownership of my own, what I had as my own sarupam. These bodies. Why? Because it is this does the physical body imprison you? What does it mean? Physical body does not really imprison you. Somehow being embodied, having the body becomes the cause for what? Body itself, when do you get? Ajnanam. Once you have ajnana means ajnanam adhyasaha adhyaropaha. I can't say that, no. Then ahankaraha, asha, karma, palam, then shariram punaha. Isn't it? Therefore, body, you have no choice. Punyam, lot of punyam you can have, at least you can become two-legged. Otherwise, this is a different thing. But shariram, so body becomes, as the manifest being, once you have the physical body, means choicelessly you become identified with the body. You identify yourself with the body. And it is the identity with the body makes you feel what now? Makes you have the adhyaropa. And mistake also happens. I am the body, that notion comes. You mistake the anatma, deha, for atma. Then Atma's birth is taken for your birth. You celebrate birthday. And Atma's death is taken for your death. Atma's, the body's problems are taken for your problems. Then that is how what now? Samsara begins, isn't it? Then you actually, desha, kala, vastu, aparichinna, isn't it? The time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless you, Atma, become what? All. You become a limited being. You don't become. You take yourself to be a limited being who is subject to all three limitations. Vastu paricheda, kala paricheda, desha paricheda. All these limitations, you take yourself to be subject to all these limitations, even though you are free from all limitations. So, that paricheda, now that parichedyatvam itself, parichinnatvam, that sense of being limited itself is because of your identity with the body, and it is the body which is responsible for your, samsara also become your erroneous perception. Therefore he says what now? These bodies imprisoned me, prevented me from taking ownership of my own sarupam of happiness, of fullness, limitlessness. Therefore, shatam puraha, arakshan, mam arakshan. These body, hundreds of bodies actually imprisoned me. And what are they made of? Is it easy to get out of the imprisonment of having the body here?
no ayasi. In fact, it must be correct actually. Ayaha means iron. No? Lohaha. It's a metal, iron. Ayaha means iron. But made of iron means ayasa. So, in fact, ayasyaha. It must be ayasihi. Or ayasi, ayasyau, ayasyaha. It must be ayasi. Ayasi puraha. Pur. We have to say that. Puhu. Now, single nominative. Then ayasyau, ayasyaha. It must be actually ayasyaha. But in Veda, we should not correct it. We should take it as ayasihi. It should be taken as ayasyaha. Made of iron. All these physical bodies are like what? Cages made of iron. It is very difficult for a bird, the delicate darling, which is a bird with all its delicate feathers, which gets caged in the iron cage, difficult for it to break open the cage and come out of it. Similarly, it is like that. No, I also got imprisoned in this physical bodies, in many janmas, in many bodies, which are like the iron cages, isn't it? Ayasihi puraha. The bodies which are like the iron, which are made of iron, like the iron cages. So, and he, actually Shankar Bhagavatpada can say that, you know, this is a bird. He is going to say next, the mantra itself says, like what he is, adaha shenaha javasa shenaha iva. You have to add one iva after the shenaha. Shenaha iva. See the word shenaha? Sheno iva. Do you see the word sheno? Sheno, do you see?
Yes.
Yeah. So sheno, taken as shenaha. Shenaha, here is a bird. And this is eagle or hawk, a given bird. No? Hawk, eagle, is called Shenaha. So Shenaha Iva, a pakshi, a bird Iva, like the bird. Iva, you have to supply, add that. Shenaha Iva. Shenaha Iva, just as the delicate, the bird with the delicate feathers, feeble, no, the bird which is very soft and delicate, caged in those iron, strong iron cages, cannot break open and fly out freely. Similarly, I also got imprisoned in the iron-like, you know, the body which are like the iron bodies, which means it is very difficult to get out of those bodies. Which means what? Become liberated, become free from the bondage. Understand? I got imprisoned. Being there, I was deprived of my own moksha, which I already had it. Now, what happens? Javasa. But from such a body, javasa. Javasa is again in the adverb there. With all force. Javasa means with all force. Niradiyam. Niradiyam means what? I came out. I came out of the body. How? With all force. With all force you have to come out. And what is the force here? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, with the force of knowledge, with the strength of knowledge, I came out of that cage of the body. Which means, I attained mokshaha. That is the meaning. Javasa aham niradiyam. So where does this Rishi say here now? He says, Garbhe eva. Yetat Shayanaha Vamadeva Eva Muvacha Garbe Eva Shayanaha Garbe Eva Shayanaha. Even being in the very, when the very womb of the mother, before even the birth, Shayanaha Vamadevaha Eva Muvacha. The Vamadeva, Rishi Vamadeva said this, which means he attained moksha through knowledge, and his strength for breaking, coming out of that body is what now? Is knowledge. And he was imprisoned how long? For many janmas, in many bodies, he got imprisoned. It is like the imprisonment. That does not mean committing a suicide and killing the body is not mokshaha. Okay, if we come out of the jail ourselves, and what will happen? Bhagavan will put you back in some other jail. Therefore, we have no choice. Because committing a suicide is not really getting out of the body. Understand? So here, getting out of the body implies what? Avoiding the very assumption of the body. How does that happen? All those things will be explained in the next chapter. But I have to conclude this chapter because there's no time. I have to stop, isn't it? Okay, we'll do tomorrow. But tomorrow onwards, what? Third chapter, Pragyanam Brahma comes. Whether you like it or not, this is now. I have to complete the second chapter. Two sentences are there. I'll sum up the Vamadeva again tomorrow and conclude the chapter and start the next chapter. Okay? Garbhe eva shayanaha Vamadevaha evam uvacha. Vamadeva said this. So we are going to see tomorrow the benefit of knowledge. Jnanasya phalam kim. We are going to see. And who is the Jnana we are going to see? Then the last chapter is going to, we'll start tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.